Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here on the radio, the number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Reed Coverdale.
Reed, returning after a few weeks off, also joining us remotely.
It's Joa.
Joa is here from Breaking the Flaw as well. Reed, you were off for a few weeks because you got a new job. You are working with the, not the power company per se, but you're a contractor who does, like, pull work, right? Like, you're putting stuff back online, that kind of thing, essentially.
Yeah, traditionally, we just do whatever extra work they have. We can do stuff they're not capable of. We have, like, all the off-road equipment and excavators and stuff doing underground. But with the storm, yeah, we were just putting power back on the last couple of weeks. We cleaned up the one storm from all the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as that got cleaned up, the windstorm came with all the rain. And so, yeah, the last 16 days before yesterday, I was working straight.
Damn. And I also,
well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
You're welcome.
That's, well, of course, you're not unfamiliar to big equipment. You used to haul that stuff across the country, right?
Yep. Yeah, last 2 years before June, I was living out in Utah hauling oversized equipment. So,
and now you're actually running some of the equipment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're keeping you busy, and you've moved out of the Keene area, right? Aren't you living out in like the Manchester region now?
Stratford. So right.
That's
kind of
Seacoast,
central.
Right?
It's more. It's like near Nottingham and Northwood, kind of central New Hampshire.
Okay.
So
east of Manchester, though.
More. Yeah, northeast.
Okay.
So.
Got it. So welcome back. Glad to have you here. And Joa, you're out in Manchester tonight in West Manchester. There's a lot in the news, of course, that we could be talking about. And, man, something I saw today that was a real bummer to see has to do with the latest with the library case. Have you guys been following what's been going on with the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and library?
I have been out of it the last 2 weeks. So,
what about you, Joa?
Yeah, I actually went to the federal court during one of the hearings for it, and I did some courtroom sketches as well. And,
nice.
So I have been there, and I'm wondering what's going to go on with it, but go ahead.
Well, I just saw today on the library account on Twitter that they had linked over to somebody talking about a recent court filing in which it appears that the SEC, for those that don't know, library is a blockchain based protocol that is all about storing and sharing media online. So people might or might not be familiar with torrents, which is a way of sort of a decentralized way of sending files online or receiving files online. And torrents have been around for a couple of decades now, basically. They're never going to go away, but the federal government has been targeting torrent websites for a very, very long time. And one of the problems with torrents is that you usually have to have some sort of a central repository to figure out where the torrents are located, how you can get a hold of these things, because they're all just sort of out there on the internet. And unless somebody collects them, the torrent files, for sharing purposes, you really don't know what's available. And so that's why sites like the Pirate Bay and others exist. But they've been constantly being targeted by the federal government and governments of the world and being taken down. And it's just this constant cat and mouse game where the sites pop up for a while and then they're targeted and that sort of thing. And that's not to say library was created to facilitate piracy. I don't think that it was. It was just created as a way to catalog torrents, because not all torrents are illegal. Torrents can be used completely for legal distribution purposes. It's just that usually the only time they get talked about is in reference to pirating things like music and movies and such. So what library does is it basically brings the technology of torrents, where each computer that has a certain file, let's say a video file, like Joe, you've got your own channel up on Odyssey and Library called Breaking the Flaw, and also Reed, you have your own channel, Naturalist Capitalist, right? So people who are hosting or watching the videos that you guys create are, if they're doing it through the library system, are essentially downloading the full video from anybody else that has copies of it, and then they become what's called a seed for that video. So they actually help to sort of propagate that video online for as long as people are online with those files, right? So in theory, could go on forever. Although if everybody drops off and no one is hosting the file anymore, then it's gone. So that's kind of how that system works. But what Library does is it brings a blockchain into play as far as being able to catalog where these things are. So when you upload a video to Library/Odyssey, then there's a little pointer on the blockchain. Now, this is my understanding of how this works. There's a little pointer there that allows somebody to search. And so if I go and I search Naturalist Capitalist or Breaking the Flaw, it should search the blockchain for those little pointers and then come back and say, oh, here's all the related videos, and here's, you know, the software makes it easy to just click and watch that video, and then also with, you know, sort of as a default, sharing that video out into the future. So that's the brilliance of what they did with Library. They also created what they call the Library Credits, which are a way to sort of pay for access to the system, because it does cost something to interact with a blockchain. It's a very, very small amount. It's usually like, you know, 1/100th or less of a library credit, and I think the last time I looked, a library credit was worth like a cent or a cent and a half. So we're talking about a fraction of a penny. Unfortunately, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, decided a few years ago that they were going to target Library, along with other cryptocurrency developer corporations and companies like Ripple and others, that they were going to target them with a lawsuit that basically said, we think you're an unregistered security, and we want you to pay up big time because you broke our laws.
Well, we think you're a tyrannical government.
Yes. Unfortunately, that same government runs the court systems in which this lawsuit was filed. And after spending God knows how many, you know, hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions, I think I heard Jeremy Kaufman say the word millions at some point, on lawyers to try to defend this case, I believe it was November when the judge, the federal judge in this case, made the decision on the side of the SEC. So the SEC won the case. But what does that actually mean? What does it mean to say, well, the SEC won? Well, that means that the SEC's position that the library credits are so-called securities is vindicated by the court. Now, of course, there's always a possibility for appeals, and that hasn't been exhausted yet. But for now, that is the position of the federal courts, is that library is a quote-unquote, or library credits are quote-unquote securities, and therefore Library, the corporation, this isn't a criminal case, it's civil. So Jeremy Kaufman and other people at Library are not, thankfully, they're not facing criminal charges. But the corporation is facing basically being completely dissolved and terminated, and everybody that had a job with Library is going to be out of a job. And from what I understand, they have 8 employees.
Well, the Library SEC, in my eyes, is ripe to be completely dissolved itself.
So, yeah, that'd be great.
Because this is disgusting what they're doing to everyone.
It's terrible what they're doing to everybody, but here's the next step. Okay, so now that the SEC has quote-unquote won this lawsuit, well, now they have to figure out what the penalties are going to be. What's the deal going to be? What's the SEC going to get out of this? Well, we know they want to put Library under, right? And so Library has basically said, whatever is going to come out of this, we're not going to survive it. At the bare minimum, they know they're not going to survive this, because they went to the SEC and they essentially said, look, we'll give you everything we have. And that ain't much, because you know, they've got like 40 grand in the bank or something like that. They really don't have that much. I mean, they've got whatever library coins or library credits that they have, but it doesn't amount to a ton of money. And the SEC said, no, that's not good enough. We're going to need more than your value, more than the value of your entire corporation. We want more than that. And now they are targeting Odyssey. And we have talked about Odyssey. We're big fans of both Library and Odyssey here on Free Talk Live. What is Odyssey? Well, Odyssey is kind of related to Library, but not really. And we'll talk about some of the differences coming up here and what the SEC is trying to do and what this means for the freedom of speech online, your ability to post things to other more independent platforms instead of, like, YouTube. They're not going after YouTube. They're going after Odyssey.
The SEC is a bunch of entitled brats at this point.
We'll talk about it coming up. It is free.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to let you know, if you still have children in government school, You know you're making a big mistake. I shouldn't have to tell you that by now. But do you know the statistics? 1 out of 5 graduates from government school, functionally illiterate. 75% of high school students are unhappy. 63% of them are disengaged. And according to the CDC, 19% of them are considering suicide. So getting your kids out of government school could very well save their lives. So what do you do about it? Well, there's other options, there's other alternatives, and one of them is created by an acclaimed and globally known educator, Michael Strong. He launched an online academy called the Socratic Experience, where your child can have the same elite education found at Oxford for an affordable price. Students there learn through philosophical dialogue and are engaged in a highly social and inspiring learning environment. The Socratic Experience nurtures your child's unique genius. The school's proven, and some of their students have gotten into the most prestigious universities and highly selective companies. You can get 20% off your first year's tuition by going to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. That's where you can download the parent guide, and you can get your 20% off. Class space is limited. It's SocraticExperience.com/FTL. I think the three of us here on the show tonight, we are all excited about what's going on with Odyssey. They're a great alternative to YouTube. Reed, how long have you been on the Odyssey platform at this point?
Oh, at least a year and a half, something like that.
What turned you on? I mean, like, what got you interested in them? Well, you were on YouTube.
Yeah, I had a YouTube channel, and it was before I ever got censored, but a lot of my friends were using it, and I know a lot of people who have been banned off of YouTube, so I figured, well, I could be there eventually, so I wanted to have a backup, so... that's why I went with Odyssey. I'm on Rumble now, too, but I went with Odyssey. I think they're the best. So
they're the best, and they're also run by people that we like, you know, not just because we might know them personally or whatever. And actually, I don't know Julian, who's the CEO over at Odyssey, but it did come off from Library. We know these guys are liberty-minded people over there. And unfortunately, because it's related tangentially to Library, as we were discussing a moment ago, the SEC is now targeting Odyssey in the settlement negotiations with Library.
So they're like two separate companies now, right? They used to be one, and they had some sort of split last year or something?
Yeah, it was summertime last year. I think, according to the paperwork here that I was reading today, it might have been June of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So it was after the SEC brought their lawsuit. That came in March of 2021, shortly after the federal government raided this studio, by coincidence. They're targeting as many people from the cryptocurrency world as they possibly can, is what's really going on here. But what happened was Library and Odyssey was created sort of by Library as its platform. So just to clarify the difference, a protocol is a set of code that anyone can interact with. So whenever you see HTTP in front of a website address, that stands for like Hypertext Transfer Markup Protocol or something like that. It's got a long terminology, but it's a protocol. Anyone can do HTTP or HTTPS. Anyone can do Library. Anyone can run one of the Library blockchain servers, basically. Anybody can edit the code. The code is completely open. It's a protocol. And so platforms utilize protocols. So Odyssey is a website. Odyssey is a set of code that uses at its base layer the Library code. But Odyssey's more than that. Odyssey, one of the reasons why they split off from Library and became their own separate corporation was because Odyssey needed more than just blockchain in order to really serve its customers.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because, as I mentioned before, when you have a video that's on Library, if there's only a handful of people that are hosting the video, it may not be available quickly. You know, when you're an internet user and you click on a video, you expect it to start in short order, right? Like you expect, you know, if you're on YouTube, it's pretty much instant, right? So you're expecting instant or darn close to instant as far as when that video starts to play. And if you're waiting for like 30 seconds or 15 seconds or whatever for it to kind of stream in from the individuals who are hosting the thing somewhere online, that's probably not going to be a good experience, even if it's 5 seconds, you know, for people that are out there looking to play videos. So Odyssey ended up hiring what they call content what do they call? What do they call content servers? Anyway, there's CDNs, content delivery networks. That's it. So these are servers centrally located in key areas of the world that have essentially a copy of all of the files on them. That way, if you're in, you know, Asia or in the United States or whatever, and you click on a video, you get one sent to you from this fast centralized server that is nearby to you. So it's quick and it's able to compete with YouTube. So that's a key difference between what is Library and what is Odyssey. So Odyssey is a platform that utilizes Library at some level. They still sort of, it's still there. So like if there's a problem with this content delivery network, it'll back up to the Library network. So they're still connected to the Library network. They're still part of that, but it's not quote unquote Library. Well, the SEC doesn't see it that way. They say, oh, well, you came from Library and you still know each other. So basically, we're going to take everything that you have too, is essentially what the SEC has said in a filing. Now, I mean, I'm summarizing a 15-page legal document or whatever, but I've looked through the SEC's filing today, and I've looked through the Odyssey response today. And basically, Odyssey's argument back is, look, Odyssey is a separate entity from Library. It doesn't even share any employees. There's a different set of employees at Odyssey's or are at Library. Their corporate offices are located in different locations. But the one thing they're not going to be able to get away from is the fact that it did come from Library. Odyssey was born underneath the auspices of Library. They do admit in the filing that it is a sort of a subsidiary, basically. Even though it's separate, still kind of connected. And so,
is there any other spinoffs to Library like Odyssey?
Not that I'm aware of.
But there could be.
I mean, there could be. I suspect if there were, the SEC would be targeting those as well. And essentially, the Library, or rather Odyssey, in their filing here, or Library's filing, but they've got a sort of a related filing from the CEO of Odyssey, basically says, look, we're insolvent. And this was some of the other bad news that, you know, normally companies don't have to tell you things like that, but in court filings, you can learn some stuff. And essentially, Odyssey took a loan from Library of up to $1.6 million in order to, like, you know, You gotta have money loaned to you to do a business, usually, right? When you're starting a business, you don't have revenue right out the gate, so you have to have investors. And so Library gave a loan to Odyssey. Now, of course, Library is going to go down in flames. That's like, that's certain. That's not like, oh, question mark, is that going to happen? Library's filing says the last time they paid their employees was at the beginning of December, and that is the last paycheck the Library employees will receive. They are expecting to be completely demolished by the SEC in this situation. The question
now, Ian,
is,
what sort of suggestions do you have for people that have Odyssey accounts? Like, what does this mean for people that were, you know, making content on the platform?
Let's talk about that coming up here. We'll do that, and your thoughts are certainly welcome if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160, because it looks like they're in trouble. Now, they may be able to dodge the bullet by the SEC, but we'll see. And that's going to be determined in late January at a court.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. More than 2,400 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. already. Southwest has far and away the most canceled flights at over 2,300, almost 6 in 10 of its scheduled flights.
The daughter of international soccer legend Pele is remembering her late father. Kelly Nascimento posted a picture on her Instagram page showing hands of family members placed on top of Pele's while in his hospital bed. The three-time World Cup winner died at the age of 82. With 2023 right around the corner, some states and cities are set to introduce new laws.
27 states will see minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in Washington state will increase to $15.74 an hour, which will be the highest rate in the United States. Maryland and Missouri will become the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything you want here on the radio. Also online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that we have on the website for free. And those include our social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. You do have to put in like a little bit of info when you sign up because we want to keep the spam bots away. Spam bots don't know anything about our server, so they don't know what to write when we ask the question of, like, how'd you find us? You know, that kind of thing. So just put something related to Free Talk Live in there, and you'll get right in. We'll give you the approval. I had somebody post it. They wanted access because they wanted to find a Mastodon that wasn't left-wing, because there's a lot of left-wing Mastodons out there. So I approved him. It doesn't have to mention Free Talk Live. It just has to look like you're a human being that wants to have access to the server. So once again, that's social.freetalklive.com. It's Ian Reed and Joa here in the studio tonight. All three of us are, I guess you could say, early adopters of the Library and Odyssey systems out there. There's some ties between the two, but Odyssey kind of went their own separate way back in the summer of 2021, probably to some extent because they saw the writing on the wall for Library, but secondly because they don't share totally, like, identical visions. They'd realized that they had become something that was a little bit different as a more centralized platform that is competing directly with YouTube rather than this sort of pure blockchain-based content sharing system that is Library. Odyssey's not that. Odyssey isn't a library token exclusive platform. You can send dollars over Odyssey. If there's a channel that you enjoy, as my understanding, you can donate dollars through Stripe. So you put in your debit card or your credit card info, and you can send dollars directly. Odyssey points out in their filing with the court in the library case that they receive all of their revenue in dollars. They don't charge people library credits. They have library credits that they buy on the open marketplace, and then they give those to their users so they can post to the blockchain, so they can make uploads. Because whenever you have to upload a video, you have to include a little bit of library credits just to make the thing go, essentially. And that's the only usage that the library credits really even get, according to their filing. But that's not going to stop the SEC from trying to completely bankrupt Odyssey in the process of taking down library. Now, Joey, you had a question just a moment ago before we went to the break?
Yes. Regarding, like, people who have channels, what is this going to do for them? Are they going to lose it, or what should be the concern?
Well, I mean, obviously, I cannot speak for Odyssey, right? Like, I'm not a stockholder. I don't own a piece of the company or anything like that. I'm a fan. I appreciate the work that they do, and I've been paying attention to this situation as it's been developing. And having read these court filings, or at least some of them today, it's hard to be optimistic, right? Like, essentially, Odyssey saying, hey, look, we're not part of them anymore. And library saying, they're not part of us. It's a separate corporation. But the SEC says, yeah, but you're still kind of connected, and you were once upon a time the same thing. So, therefore, we should have the right to take you down, too. Even though there's really not much value in Odyssey, they said they have like $7,000 in their bank account. And that they are pulling in $40,000 per month in subscriptions. So something you can do with Odyssey is you can buy like an ad-free version of the platform, and I don't know what else you can do. I think you can subscribe directly to channels as well on a monthly basis, like with dollars, but you can also pay Odyssey for sort of an upgraded experience, and I believe they're pulling in about $40,000 a month off of whatever various different revenue sources they have. But again, this company has, I think, 15 employees, so that $40,000 is going right back out the door in the form of paying those employees, and they've got literally $7,000 in the bank right now. So I would say that, to answer your question, Joe, the thing that you could probably do is buy a subscription, right? Buy the ad-free package. If you're an Odyssey viewer and you appreciate the work that they do, if you buy the ad-free package, it gives a few more bucks in their pocket at the end of the day. The term that the CEO used to describe Odyssey, his name is Julian, was insolvent. And that's the kind of terminology that does not bode well, right? Like, that's not something you want to hear a company that you appreciate right saying about themselves. And it could just be insolvent in the case that they have a $1.6 million loan from Library, which is, of course, at this point, never going to be payable. Like, they can't pay it back if Library disappears tomorrow. And maybe they never intended to pay it back in the first place anyway. I don't know. But if Library is gone in early 2023, well, I presume that means they don't owe the loan back anymore. But as of right now, that loan's still on the books, and they certainly don't have enough revenue to cover it. So maybe that's what he means when he says insolvent. But either way, they got $7,000 in the bank. That's not saying a whole lot for, you know, a bright future. It sounds to me like they're barely squeaking by.
Right, so it doesn't seem very hopeful. However, I would say the only way you can help Odyssey in a long-term effect would be move to New Hampshire and join the NH exit movement so we can get rid of these feds.
That would be a big help, I think, to a lot of people in a lot of different ways, but unfortunately, you know, that is not something that is going to immediately help Odyssey. You know, the only immediate way to help these guys is to, one, I would say, make sure your content is there, but keep a backup just in case they go away. And secondly, to spread the word about them. And then also, if you can afford the, I don't know, $3 a month or something like that, I think that they're asking for, it's not a lot to sign up for their service. That's about all that can be done. I mean, another thing that can be done and that I intend to do is to go to their court hearing. I don't think it'll make a difference because I don't think the judge will give a damn. The fact that if we fill the entire courtroom full of people, I doubt that he will care. He's already ruled in favor of the SEC. So, like, the case is quote-unquote over as far as the verdict is concerned. Now the only question is, how brutal will the punishment be against Library? Will they just simply destroy Library the Corporation, or will they be able to cross this sort of corporate divide and also destroy Odyssey, the corporation, as well? And if Odyssey gets taken down, then I don't think that that's going to be a good thing for any of the content that that's there. And right now, a lot of the content that the Free Keen has created was exclusively uploaded to Odyssey, because what I decided to do a couple years ago now, I think I actually made the decision right before we got raided. It was like literally the week or so before our studios were raided in 2021, I made the decision, all right, I'm tired of uploading things to YouTube and giving them first dibs on the content, so I switched how I was doing things. I would only upload like a few minute long teaser to YouTube, because we still had, you know, 20,000 subscribers there on the Free Keen channel. But I was, you know, I don't like YouTube, I don't appreciate what they've been doing to people. So I would upload the full video to Odyssey and the teaser video to YouTube, and then in the description of YouTube, I'd have the link to the full video on Odyssey. So it's really going to suck if all of those videos from Odyssey go away because the SEC is greedy and evil.
I actually have a little story I can insert here.
Please.
I lost my YouTube channel like 2 weeks ago.
Naturalist Capitalist?
For a couple hours.
Oh,
so,
really?
I woke up, it was a couple of weeks ago, I forget what day, and my YouTube channel was just gone. And
was there any notice in your inbox?
Yeah, so I went to my inbox, and I had no strikes on my YouTube channel. So just for people who don't understand how this is supposed to work,
right,
you're supposed to be allowed to amass 3 strikes within a certain period of time, and strikes expire after a certain amount of time. So you could amass 14 strikes,
yep,
as long as they're, you
that's
know,
how we're
all,
doing it.
Yeah. But I didn't have any, and it was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into my email, and I found a message from YouTube that said, we have deleted your YouTube channel for repeated serious violations of the terms of service. So I wrote them back. I was like, what the heck, guys? What? First of all, what serious violations did you find?
They
didn't tell me,
say,
like, what video or anything. And so finally, they wrote me back like a couple hours later, like, oh, whoops, sorry, we made a mistake. We accidentally deleted your channel. We'll put it back up.
How does that happen?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I mean, how do you accidentally delete a channel for serious violations of policy, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Go ahead, Joe.
One of the things I noticed with YouTube is that they're not quick on the ball. So lately, the reason why I'm not getting paid this month through YouTube is because they review. Well, I have to force a review on all my videos. And after they get all their hits, that, you know, all the momentum is done with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't get paid for them as soon as they finally monetize, like a week later.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here in moments. The number 603-283-61.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Cameron Barr, who is the Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Amps.freetalklive.com is where you can go. You'll find our Patreon to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. If you like what we do here, then join as Cameron has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. And it makes a big difference for us. We definitely appreciate your support over there because, well, the reality is, you know, times are tough here at Free Talk Live. We're changing things up for the better, I think, in the new year. By the way, for those that have maybe had not heard this news, starting on Sunday, starting on January 1st, with the show that we do on January 1st, we are going to be eliminating from our live show 2 entire breaks per hour. So that commercial break we just came out of, that's going to be gone. And the one that's at like the 15 or the 16 of the hour, that one's going to be completely gone. So we're going to have more uninterrupted talk time. We're going to have basic. We're going to go from 4 segments per hour to 2, and they're going to be over 20 minutes long each. So we're going to increase another 8 minutes an hour of talk time. So basically 20% more Free Talk Live. So we're going to be able to have fewer interruptions as far as our conversations are concerned. If we've got a guest on or something like that, we can dig in a little bit deeper without having to run out to a commercial break. And I'm really excited about this. You know, as somebody who, as a show that has always kind of had one foot in both worlds, like from when we started Free Talk Live, we were always online. We were always a radio show first and foremost, because that's where we are when we're live. But we were also doing MP3 archives from day one back in 2002. This was before podcasts were even invented. Podcasts are just a delivery method for MP3. So we always had that. We've always kind of been in both places. Once, a decade later, we added video streaming, and we've had that for the last decade, roughly. And so, but it's tough, right? It's tough being kind of the sort of multimedia show because we're doing a radio show and radio has certain requirements. You got to be there at a certain time. You know, podcasting's nice because when you get a break from whatever you're doing, you can hammer out a 20-minute podcast or a 40-minute podcast. Right. And it doesn't matter. And your listeners will listen to it no matter, how long it is, mm-hmm. as long as it's entertaining. But with radio, it's like, you got to be here at 7, you're done at, you know, you're done at 10 o'clock, and there's certain things that are required between those time frames, like having to continue to talk the entire time, right? Like, if you're, if it's a podcast and you run out of things to say, you can just, like, take a break, come back to it, finish recording later. Here, we got to... You got to keep covering the airwaves, right? So there's a bit of a different requirements, and that doesn't always necessarily translate to the online systems, where, like, people that are online, they're used to more kind of a laid back atmosphere. Like when we do if we do ever do like an after show, or we do Beard Talk Live, which has been happening on Saturday nights, it definitely isn't the same kind of vibe. There's not the same sort of sense of urgency. So it's always been a challenge. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to just get rid of 8 minutes an hour of commercials, and I think that's one thing that will make us sort of move us more towards the sort of the internet world in a little bit, take another step in that direction. We'll be more of, we're still going to be a radio show, but it will, I think, feel a little more, I don't know, loose? I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like. We're going to find out coming up on Sunday, and I'm kind of excited to do it. So that is coming up. And I bring that up because, well, one of the things that, well, first of all, we're going to lose all those commercials, and that's not necessarily a problem because I think it'll hopefully retain more listeners and people that are perhaps watching online. So we're going to limit the number of commercials that we have. We're going to limit the number of advertisers we have. And the reality is we don't have that many advertisers anyways. We're going to be down some major advertisers in the new year, and we're going to be down to like one more. So if you want to help support what we do, please go to amps.freetalklive.com. This is one of the nice things about being on the internet, being able to connect directly with our listeners and not be reliant on advertisers to keep this thing alive. So if you appreciate what we do, speaking out about the ideas of liberty, the ideas of peace and freedom, 7 nights a week on broadcast radio and online, please join the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's AMPS. freetalklive.com. We're talking about Odyssey, and again, supporting them, helping them get through this fight with the SEC, which hopefully Odyssey will survive. Basically, Library has essentially admitted that there's just no light at the end of their tunnel. This is the end for the Library Corporation. The SEC has won this contest for the moment. Now, again, whether there's going to be appeals or not still remains to be seen. But it's not looking good out there. I don't know. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to say about Library, Odyssey, all that, or did we pretty much cover it?
Well, I would just like to say that it seems like they're trying to remove all alternatives into the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you try to test the waters, you might fail, but you're going to learn something from it too. And I hope Odyssey comes back up if they get taken down, and maybe they can adjust to the SEC rules. And, you know, this is a defining moment for the world in all kinds of ways because, you know, Odyssey is a global thing. It's not just the United States. Mm-hmm. It might be located here. So they're affecting everyone in the world when they do this. And, yeah, I just, you know, bless Odyssey and Library and, you know, Jeremy Kaufman and his efforts in making this world a better place with this platform.
I agree, and I don't mean to be doom and gloom or anything like that. It's just it's hard to be optimistic in the face of the SEC, which has already won this case, and now they're turning their targets towards Odyssey to try to shake them down at the end of all this for a few thousand more dollars, basically. And I don't know if that necessarily means that it would be the, like, even if the SEC is victorious and they're able to clean out Odyssey's bank account, I don't know what that would mean for the future of Odyssey. Maybe Odyssey could be sold. You know, maybe they could say, all right, well we're bankrupt. We're up for sale. We'll sell to pennies on the dollar to the highest bidder or something like that. And then maybe as long as the new owner isn't Jeremy Kaufman or Julian, the current guys that are behind Library and Odyssey, maybe the new owner will be allowed to just, like, take on all the assets, whatever, servers. It's just servers, right? Take on all the servers and the contracts that they have for service providing and keep that thing going. Because the good news is Library, the technology... So there's the Library, the corporation. That's what's going down. The corporation, the for-profit company, library.com or whatever, that's going down. And by the way, it's spelled LBRY. That's going to be gone. But the technology, the actual, like, protocol that we discussed earlier, the SEC cannot stop that. That is decentralized. That exists in thousands of locations on the internet simultaneously. It's like them trying to take down Bitcoin. They can't take down Bitcoin. It cannot be done. So Library will continue. There will be somebody out there. It'll be like an open source development or something like that of the software. That'll likely continue.
Who's Elon Musk.
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to rely on Elon Musk to save you.
No, I know,
here.
But...
Right? Because he won't.
Well, right. And
he might.
Well, but the thing is, he's such a kind of enigma, this guy. Like, on one hand, he says things that sound pretty libertarian, like calling the state a monopoly on violence. He actually, you know, appropriately labeled what the state was in a conversation he had, I don't know, like a year ago. And but then
he's
it's
the Trump of big tech. He says things that sound good sometimes, but at the end of the day, you know, it's so funny. I have liberal friends who ask me what I think about Elon Musk, and they want me to condemn him as some sort of Nazi or something. I'm like, yeah, no, he sucks, but not because of why you think. It's because he's not actually a free speech absolutist like he says he is.
No,
if he is, then you'd be allowed to say distasteful things or unpopular opinions, but
if
you're not allowed to.
He'd restore Alex Jones to Twitter or read your original account to Twitter. And so, like, he has not been an absolutist. It's just marketing. That's just marketing for his brand, basically. So no,
I just look at it as an opportunity for him to kind of scoop it up and make, you know, continue what it was. And anyway,
to scoop up Library, you mean?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Like, and also go after the SEC, you know, he has the ability to do that. And he must know about this happening. This is really big news.
Well, he actually does. To the guy's credit, like, the dude deserves a lot of credit. I mean, it has been entertaining as hell watching him take over Twitter. There's no doubt about that. And the whole Twitter files that have been coming out.
And it's hard not to be better than the predecessors.
Sure. Yeah. The only way to go was up, right?
Yeah.
But to give him some credit, he did actually retweet something that Library had posted a few weeks ago. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact issue that it was regarding, but so yes, he is aware of Library. He whether he's fully informed on their plight or what's going on with their situation, I don't know. But the guy is a brilliant marketer. There's no doubt about it. He's a shrewd businessman, but he's not. He doesn't really appear to be one of our allies. I don't think. I don't think the guy is really a pure libertarian. I mean, he's certainly taking plenty of welfare money from the state. But then again, there's an argument to do that, right? I think I saw you making a similar argument recently, Reed. That hey, if the state's willing to give you some of the money that they stole back from you, then
take it.
Might as well take it, as long as you can deal with the strings that they're going to attach to it. Because there will be strings.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.